Morning, everyone. Appreciate what Tim shared and try not to dilute it with too much more, but maybe just share briefly on some things I've been encouraged about where we can find wisdom and how it can help us. And it'll actually be some things that tie in a little bit with what Tim shared. So maybe turn to Colossians chapter 2. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "For I want you to know how great a struggle I have on your behalf, and for those who are at Laodicea, and for all those who have not personally seen my face, that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." And I hope to be able to share a little bit more fully on this another Sunday, but just the wealth that is in Christ, the wealth that comes from a true knowledge from Christ. And you see it in the rest of this chapter, really in the entire book of Colossians. You see it in Ephesians, the burden that Paul had that the believers would not know a set of rules, not know a set of steps they needed to take to be righteous, but that the believers would know Christ. He was burdened about that. He wanted the believers to know Christ. And in knowing Christ, they could find everything they needed for wisdom and knowledge. All the treasures of wisdom are hidden in Christ. And you can read that and think that maybe it's talking about some sort of treasure of theological understanding. And I can say, yeah, it is. All the treasures of the unlocking of the scriptures are found in Christ. But as I read this verse about 2 weeks ago, or about a week ago, when I was on my own with the kids, when Maddie was in the hospital, I felt like I needed wisdom to get through the day. I needed wisdom to help me with the kids because I was getting a little frustrated. And I needed wisdom to know how to walk through this trial. And I read this verse and I was like, okay, the wisdom I need, that treasure is found in Christ. I need to know Christ. I need to let Christ work in my heart through this trial. A little bit like Tim was sharing. I need to have a greater knowledge of how my Savior would navigate through this situation so that I can lay hold of that and walk through it myself. I'm going to share a couple more verses on that, but just for the sake of testimony, and maybe because it could help some here, I could just say that as I was walking through some of those days, and I've shared this with a few of you already, I can say that my prayer became, because of this verse, my prayer became, Jesus, show me the path. Show me the path through the circumstance. Because I could start down roads, I could start down situations where in my own heart, I was like, I know where this path goes. This is my path. And I know where this path goes. It leads to frustration, anger, sharp words coming out of my mouth. I know this path. I know it well because I've walked it a lot of times. But I don't know the right path. I don't know the alternate path. I don't know the path that you have for me, Jesus. So I am saying, I don't want to follow mine, but Jesus, please help me. And I can say I prayed that prayer on a number of occasions, and I found help. I found help. I found the Lord all of a sudden started to give me a little insights as to how I needed to be walking. And I can tell you that most often, a little bit like Tim shared, most often, and there's a wonderful verse, one of my favorites on wisdom, or my favorite verse on wisdom, I'm going to read it, but most often, it leads to mercy, it leads to compassion, it leads to kindness, it leads to extending more patience. That was the wisdom I was finding as I asked for help, but I was just encouraged and reminded that all of that wisdom that I need, all of the knowledge I need, is found in Christ. And like I said, I want to share more fully on this another time, but I think it's good to be reminded that in our searching, in our seeking, it's good to seek for wisdom. It's good to seek for those who have perhaps walked the path ahead of us, who can share things with us. It's good to listen to messages. It can be good to listen to read books. But ultimately, the goal and outcome needs to be it points us to Christ. If it just teaches us a step-by-step guide to navigate through a situation or different self-help, as Tim shared, ultimately, it is not going to stand the test of fire. What stands the test of true fire is knowing Christ, is having a personal relationship. And in knowing Christ, there is going to be a dying to self. There is going to be a yielding of self. There is going to be a crucifying of our way and accepting Christ's way, which is the perfect way, which when we can see it clearly, we see the blessing, we see the benefit. But so often all these other alternate paths, they don't lead to the ultimate truth, the ultimate answer, which is found in Christ himself. And as I walked through that sort of some little trials there, I was encouraged and reminded that this is what I want, and this is where the wisdom I need is found. So let's turn to James, and I'll finish there. James chapter 1, verse 5. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith without doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord. There's a wonderful promise, but there's also a warning here. And sometimes that warning, the enemy can actually use the warning about doubting to really make it hard to believe that we're going to get the wisdom. But James said it for a reason. Because we do need to believe. We need to have a confidence that if we ask, we are going to receive that wisdom we need for the situation. That if we look to Christ and say, show me the way, show me the path, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, we're going to see it, and we need to believe it. But sometimes when the difficulty of trial, because oftentimes, most often, when we're asking for wisdom, it's because we're in a difficult situation. We're seeing our own lack. The situation has caused us to come to a place where we realize that my own path through this doesn't work. I've tried it, and I don't like where it goes, so help me find the right path, Jesus. So we're in a situation where we're struggling, and that's not, sometimes it can feel the hardest to believe. It can feel the hardest to believe, and we can feel like, man, I don't think I'm going to be able to hold on. I don't think I'm going to be able to have the answer to this where it says we're not going to doubt and be tossed to and fro by the wind. And I can say that it's not a matter of self-effort. It's not a matter of trying and gritting your teeth and trying really hard to believe. But I've just been seeing also in these past weeks that some of the answer was in exactly what Tim shared, but a different vein. I found sometimes when I've been struggling and asking for wisdom or asking for the Lord to help me in a situation, the best thing for me personally, and this is just very practical, some of my own experience, but the best thing for me is to ask and then move on. And when I say move on, I mean move on to think for my own. Tim talked about praising the Lord. I think that's a wonderful answer. We ask, and then we start praising the Lord. Because sitting there and dwelling and saying, okay, I need the answer. Now, that's not how it's come. Sometimes it comes very quickly. But at other times, there's a little bit of waiting to see the wisdom of Christ revealed. And for me, the other one I saw, or the other thing I've been practicing, is ask, and then actually start praying for others. Stop focusing on myself and start praying for others. Because all of a sudden, it just helps my heart continue to believe. Because I'm not, and I don't know, I can't exactly point to the verse that says why it works. But I just think practically, I think it lines up with the scripture of not being so focused on ourselves and actually thinking about others and thinking about their needs and thinking about the difficulties that others are going through and lift them up in prayer. So I've just found for myself, that's one way that I can think of to say, when I ask, I got to know that I can get that wisdom because God gives generously without reproach. And for me, one of the ways I've learned to hold on to faith and to believe in the situation is to start thinking about others. I think another very practical example that Tim shared was about praising the Lord. Start praising the Lord. and believe that he is going to give us the guidance we need. He is going to give us the wisdom we're asking for. For me, he is going to show me the path that I need. Show me the path that is so much better than the path that I'm used to taking. So much better than that path. So let's finish in James chapter 3. And I can say verse 17, but I'm going to read verse 13 first. Verse 17, for me personally, is my favorite verse. There's lots of great verses on wisdom about where it comes from and the fear of the Lord, but I just, for me, this verse has just been so helpful to know what the wisdom of God looks like. But let's start with verse 13. Who among you is wise and understanding? Let him show by his good behavior and his deeds in the gentleness of wisdom. So here we see that wisdom, the wisdom we need, the wisdom from Christ, the path that he's going to lead us on, is going to have good behavior. So if we think we got some kind of wisdom, but it's actually producing bad fruit in us, it's producing us to have a wisdom that says the way to overcome unforgiveness is maybe to cut somebody out of your life. Well, that's not good behavior. I've heard that wisdom recently. Just cut people out of your life and you can forgive them, but don't cut them out of your life. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know about that. That doesn't seem like great behavior to me, especially to the person you're cutting out of your life. So I'm questioning that wisdom. But it says that the wisdom of God will have good behavior. And what's more, it'll have gentleness. The deeds, the wisdom of God will be characterized by gentleness. And I can tell you that wisdom of God became very real to me in the week that I was caring for my kids, the most recent one, because I can tell you the path I wanted to walk, my path through the difficult situations when I was strained and feeling stressed and trying to figure everything out, my path was totally lacking of gentleness. My path had no gentleness. My path had sharp words, commanded obedience, and just frustration and anger. That was my path. But the path of God, the path that he wants to give me, has gentleness. And what's more, let's go to 17. But the wisdom from a God is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy. Like Tim shared. Some of the reason we're allowed to go through weakness is so that we can learn to have mercy on others who are in the same situation. When we've seen our own weaknesses, if we're drawing to Jesus, if we're allowing God to use difficulties and trials for the intended purpose, it will cause us to be full of mercy, to grow in mercy towards others. And what's more, the wisdom of God. If we ask God for wisdom, and all of a sudden, what's coming to us is that we should be more merciful. Well, we can know this verse says we're on the right track. And I can say that with confidence because I can say that in my heart, in some of the situations I was in, this is exactly what came to me. Have a little more mercy, Joel. You know what? The kids are missing mom. The kids are finding it difficult too. That's why they're struggling right now. I know you want to raise good children. I know you want to raise your children to obey. And you know me, I know I even have my own internal concerns about maybe where we're at in the spectrum of where the kids are at and learning to obey and different things. But the wisdom God gave me in this situation was, you know what? You need to show some mercy here, Joel, because your kids are struggling too. This is hard on them. And when I heard that, I applied it and it solved the problem. I can say that night, the problem was solved better than coming down hard, better than commanding obedience and all the things that were running through my mind about what I needed to do in this situation because I was getting frustrated. When I showed mercy, within 10 minutes, the problem was solved. And I realized, yep, that was the wisdom of Jesus in this situation. He may guide me different ways other times, but in this time, that was the wisdom of Jesus I needed to apply, and it lined up perfectly with the scripture. I needed to be showing more mercy. The wisdom of God is pure. It's never going to cause us to make a choice that is impure. It's never going to cause us to make a choice that is running contrary to the truth of scripture or introduces a little bit of compromise. Maybe the wisdom of God somehow seems to think you might need to lie or introduce a little bit of deception or something like that. Well, that's not going to be the wisdom of God. It's always going to be pure. But it's also going to be gentle, peaceable, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering and without hypocrisy. And I just for myself was just realizing, and I just was grateful that in part of the things that the Lord might have been working on as I walked through some challenges, less than some, but for me they were a challenge, was to learn a little bit more about how to find the wisdom I need from Jesus Christ. How to get this wisdom that comes from a proper knowledge of Jesus Christ. From knowing what he was like, from seeing his character, seeing how his character is reflected and displayed to me in the mercy he shows me each and every day, in the patience he shows me each and every day. And just also learning to believe that if I ask, I can receive it. There may be a dying to self. There may be a revelation that maybe seeing the ways that we've gone are not the right ways, or not the ways that Jesus would have us walk. But if we ask, and if we're truly listening with a heart that is hungry, that is needy, that realizes it needs help and realizes it's going to be willing to turn from its own ways and its own paths that we've tried before, that we can rest assured that the promise is true, that anyone who asks, God gives generously. God gives generously to those who ask for wisdom. And I can say that in a small way, in different circumstances, I was encouraged to find that. That is true. God gives generously. If we ask, we shall receive, especially and always if we ask for good motives to help us in difficult situations, help us to walk through situations in a way that is better than the way that we've done it in the past, better than the way that we know to do it ourselves. Say, God, I need your path through this situation. Help me to see it. Then we can rest assured that he's faithful and he will get the wisdom we need.